the two passages we have just heard have a certain relation one to the other. First, from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, where the Holy Apostle explains why it is that the whole world was wrapped up in sin because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve. But at the same time, by way of contrast, how the whole world was open to the love of God, to the sacrifice of Jesus, a sacrifice in which, in a very unique way, His Holy Mother and our Mother is involved. If the sin was great in its consequences, still greater is the obedience of our Savior and the cooperation of His Holy Mother in the work of our redemption. That's the first point we want to keep in mind. The second is simply this, that we are not simply redeemed, brought to heaven, but our cooperation also is involved here. What our Lord does is make an order of salvation open to us. And what we do is to cooperate with Him, especially preparing ourselves for baptism, being born again of water and the Holy Spirit, and then continuing as to walk faithfully in His footsteps, seeking, as it were, for always to be ready for preparing ourselves and be always ready for that final coming to take us from this world to that of heaven. As we want to reflect upon the reflection of what our Lord said to the apostles in this passage from St. Luke, and to all of us, that we must always be ready for the coming of our Lord, even if we do not know the exact time or the hour. What is important is that our Lord should find us waiting for Him. That is the lesson perhaps we need to meditate upon often, that there are many things that we do, but the most important is to be always ready for our Lord, be waiting for Him, to look forward to His coming, to see as the most important thing, the only absolutely necessary thing in our life, is to have continuously labored to become holy, to become just in His sight. All these things were mentioned in the letter to the Romans of St. Paul. Most of all, we can simply simplify the matter by pointing out that if we serve our Lord worthily with the help of Our Lady, that is why our Lord gave us his mother, or confirmed the gift of His mother as He was dying on the cross, that she would help us, enable us always to put the living for the sake of the kingdom of heaven first before all other things. First the kingdom of God and His justice, and all these things will be added to you. Let us seek always that justice, that goodness, that requiting of the love of our Savior. And no matter what the hour is, even of the third or the fourth hour watch of the night, we will be ready, and we will enjoy forever the company of our Savior. Praise be Jesus and Mary.